From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The public's attitude toward genetically modified organisms does not appear to be seen as a warning label. That's the finding in one Vermont study that found GMO labels actually lessen consumer fears. University of Vermont applied economist Jane Kolodinsky found that opposition to GMO food in the state fell by 19% after Vermont required mandatory labels in 2016. She tells AgriPulse, simple mandatory disclosure does not increase consumer aversion. The Senate passed a bipartisan farm bill that sets up a clash with the White House and President Trump over broad new work requirements for food stamp recipients. According to AgWeb.com, the Senate bill passed 86-11 Thursday would renew subsidies for farmers and crop insurance companies, along with food aid for low-income families. The House version would make work requirements stricter and would shift some food stamp benefits to job training programs. U.S. farmers planted about what the trade has expected for corn and soybean acreage in 2018. Agriculture.com reports the latest USDA report pegs U.S. 2018 corn acreage at 89.1 million versus the average trade estimate of 88.56 million and the USDA's March estimate of 88.02. For soybeans, the USDA estimated U.S. farmers planted 89.6 million acres versus the average trade estimate of 89.69 million and the government's estimate of 88.98 million. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.